that's disappointment. We have too much quality on this team to find ourselves in this position where we're not getting a shot at. You know, the guys did really well in the first half, and we kind of let it get away from us in the second half. So we need to just be better at understanding how to manage games. Mistakes happen. That's part of football, you know. But how do we respond to them when it happens? How do we adapt when a team is pushing the tempo? We didn't do a good enough job today, and it was a little too late to try and save ourselves. It's frustrating.
Has the team been hampered by the inability to play in these international windows?
No, I don't think so at all. It's solely on the players. How we show up every day, how we train, our mentality when we come together. That's what it's about. Because there's too much quality to be like, we missed a window and now we're not cohesive. You know, we played how many games together in the last year and a half? You know, it's relatively the same team. We know each other, right? So it comes down to wanting it more. It comes down to being savvy, understanding the game, having high IQ. And in this moment, we let it get away from us.
So do you think the team was naive in the second half then and not managing?
We didn't manage the game. Whatever word, you know, it's not going to come out of my mouth, but I'm saying we didn't manage the game as well as we could have, you know.
So much of this is about the brotherhood of this team. How much is it going to be on the players to be checking in with each other in whatever way? Maybe motivation is the wrong word, because that playoff now becomes very tricky in March.
It's not motivation, it's accountability. We have to hold each other accountable. We have to go back to being those hungry Canadians who had something to prove. That's it. You know, motivation is always there. As a professional athlete, you want to do well. You want to win tournaments. You want to be on the big stage, right? So I think we just have to look at ourselves and figure out how we're going to move forward with a standard, with a level of a standard that it's like everyone holds each other accountable all the time. And that will help us win these performances.
What was it last one? Locker room afterwards?
Yeah, it's a somber mood, right? You know, this group of guys, we want to win, we want to show our quality, and it's also frustrating when we lose a game like this at home. Everything that's on the table, right? So, it's frustrating, but we still have another opportunity, and that's what we're going to focus on. We just need to learn from this and get back out there.
What was the view of the team view on that penalty? You think that was a legit penalty?
Listen, it's CONCACAF, right? I don't really know. I was close to it. I thought it hit Stack's like chest, right? Refs saw something else. At the end of the day, these refs, they're playing more prominent roles in this game than we've ever seen. So that's it, yeah.
Mark, can I
qualify? So we got a Stack here.
How big of a blow is that qualifying to the nation?
Yeah. It's tough, man. You know, everything that this program can be hinges on our performance and our ability to win games. So the fact that we lost this opportunity, yeah, it's going to hinder us, and we're going to feel it.
Thanks, Mark. You got to stack it, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.